This is GQDN for Monday, February 12th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Delicious stuff. Go to the checkout line, put in the word quest as a promo code, and you will get 25% off of your purchase. No matter what you get, it's great stuff. Go get it. Think you like it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Suicide Squad news, a little bit of a Ubisoft news, and maybe we'll escape from Tarkov as well. But today, we begin with Xbox, and we're reporting from two different articles here, both IGN and PlayStation Lifestyle. And right now, according to a report that was given to the Xbox employees, or a statement, I should say, that was given to the Xbox employees, it said that they have no plans to stop making consoles. Now, the reporter Shannon Leo, in her Substack, via her newsletter, said that Spencer moved to reassure the staff during the meeting last Tuesday. And this report came out today. So here is what she said in her report. Quote, the company held an internal Tuesday town hall where Spencer told employees that there were no plans to stop making consoles and that made Xboxes would continue to be a part of a strategy that involves multiple kinds of devices. Now, within the FTC trial there with Xbox, there was a leak that did reveal the mid-generation Xbox Series consoles could refresh this year. And the next hybrid next-gen Xbox consoles would be in 2028. But Spencer replied afterwards that those plans were out of date. Now, once again, later this week, there will be a business update event. And Spencer did get up on his Twitter account saying, quote, we're listening and we hear you. We've been planning a business update event for next week, where we look forward to sharing more details with you about our vision for the future of Xbox. Stay tuned. Indeed we will. Indeed we will. We will also stay tuned to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Now, the producer, one of the producers, was talking about the game. And according to Kotaku.com, he was saying that this could have a happy ending with a catch. So, there was an interview with Vandal, which is a Spanish outlet, and they were talking to the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth producer, Yoshinori Kitase, and they were talking about Rebirth and all of that. And they were saying the Final Fantasy VII Remake had a phenomenon called Whispers that was following the party around. And those figures were trying to hold the story to the original game. So maybe we will see them again if we play Final Fantasy VII. But with those whispers, that would mean that we had to talk to Aerith. But in the original Final Fantasy VII, Aerith dies. Will she do so in this remake series? That's what we don't know. That would be most probably the case of the happy ending. But once again, we don't know. Right now, the demo is out for Rebirth, so you can download that if you want. Or if you don't want to, that's fine. The game does come out on PlayStation 5, Leap Day, February 29th. Now, the director was still talking, though, and PC gamers said, well, it should come to PC soon. Well, it's not. So, one of the game's directors, Tetsuya Nomura, was talking to Automation there last week. So here's what Tetsuya did say. Quote, more than 20 years have passed since the original game. In that time, each player has probably developed their own image of what Final Fantasy VII is. However, it was precisely because of this that I wanted to take the challenge of remaking it. There are people who have played the original and will play the remake trilogy. And on the other hand, there are players who started out with Final Fantasy VII Remake. I also think that there will be players who begin with Rebirth too. We want all these different players to experience the game the same sense of surprise, regardless of their entry point. However, we didn't want the remake trilogy to be just a callback to the original. We don't just want people to play it from the perspective of, oh, that's how it changed. For the quote, I honestly cannot imagine what players will be thinking. I'm even more nervous about how people are going to react to some things in Rebirth than I was for Remake. But PC Gamer does want it on PC, of course. But that won't be until next year, sometime. Now, sticking with Final Fantasy, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Ben Starr wants to stay with the game. See, he is the actor, or the voice actor for Clive in Final Fantasy 16, and he wants to reprise his role as Clive if the opportunity is given. Now, Clive is quite the character, but he did say, quote, "If anyone asked me to do Clive again, I would jump at the chance. I feel such a personal attachment to him, as I said, and so if someone said we would like Clive to be involved in whatever thing, I would go, yes, please let me do it, because I feel a responsibility to do that." He does love his character, but people don't love the price. GamesRadar.com said that Ubisoft, well, we talked about this on the weekly show, quadruple-A game, and we did talk about the price of the $70 price, but people were talking about the price, and some people were not happy about it. Now, some people did say that they would agree with the price because they love the game. But other people said, yeah, we still love the game, but I'm not going to pay that much for it. $40 to $50. Now, Month 85 up on Reddit, in a separate post from all the other posts, said, quote, "I feel like this won't gain much traction. If this wasn't in development hell, and they didn't need to recoup development costs, I would see this as a $30 to max $40 game, or better yet, free to play. Now we go from there to Escape from Tarkov." Well, the connection could be the free-to-play model, because Escape from Tarkov, according to PC Games N, they might be doing some microtransactions. So they might be doing some EFTs, and they might be doing some other stuff as well. So here's what Battlestate Games Chief Operating Officer Nikita Bayanov did say about this. Quote, "The thing is that we want to add purchasable options for EFT players. This is because we removed the EOD version and some of the EOD features need to go back. Offline co-op, for example. Also, the game has been running for 8 years without any additional flow. You just buy and play it forever. And it's a pretty unique situation for a game such as EFT, which is Escape from Tarkov. Now, the microtransactions could allow players who own any version of the game, well, except for maybe the Edge of Darkness, and they're separately purchase the offline co-op mode. Players can also unlock some clothing options and to increase their stash size. The purchasable stash expansions would allow for up to additional 28 lines of space or 280 slots. Here we go with that. Now we get to Blue News, and they say that Earth Defense Force 6 is delayed to summer. And that was pushed back to summer because it was supposed to release in spring, but we shall see what happened. Now that will be up for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 and PC via Steam. And the launch, well, there's no date for it. Now, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League had a bit of an overhaul due to a unintended bug. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and Rocksteady was talking about this. So here's what they said, quote, "As mastery levels increased, burn damage also increased," end quote. But that was not further quote. But the game was balanced for at launch. So what Rocksteady said to players, quote, "We want to applaud you for both your dedication on getting this high in the mastery levels and also breaking the game." So they are fixed. Rocksteady's fixed. Now we go to Polygon.com, and they're saying that the sci-fi classic Star Control has returned as Free Stars, the Urkron Masters. So the Star Control franchise will be on Steam on February 19th, 1 week, for free. And it'll be under the name Free Stars, the Urkron Masters. And they will continue under the Free Stars name. And that will be with a direct sequel to Urkron Masters, which is in development at Pistol Shrimp Games. So, a bit of a name change. We end it today with Nintendo Life, and they are saying that the YSRPG arrives on Switch this week. It's Ancient YS Vanished Omen. Well, YS is set to launch on the Switch eShop on the 15th of February, so in 3 days. It'll be under the title Egg Console YS PC 8801 MK IISR. So what's going to happen with that? Well, that is something that we will all have to find out. But those that are fans of the series will already know, because you love it. And you know it's going to be up on Switch. And we are up on Dawnforge. Yeah, I did that. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.